Hi, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, the life, and the only way to get to know God, youngster. It is so important that you know Jesus, and that's what We Kids is all about. Samuel, it's good to have you listening, young man. I like your biblical name. Likewise, greetings to you, Caleb. It is so good to have you listening. Hannah and Michael, hello to you. Rachel and Micah, howdy to you. Jessica, greetings to you from Mr. Nick. Kevin, nice to have you along. Aaron and Bethany, hi and hi. Alicia, hello to you. Kayla, Katie, and Kira, UK girls, is it true that you're learning memory verses at church? Well, that's good news in your heart. Cody, it's good to have you listening. Josiah, I have your message here, and you're certainly welcome for We Kids. I appreciate you, too. Mariai, are you ready to march during our wonderful We Kids March? That's coming up. Listen for your name. And I have a family picture here from Tabitha, David, Daniel, Mom, and Dad. Thank you so much for sending this in. Oh, you look like a happy bunch here, living for the Lord. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, if someone sneaked up while you were sleeping and took some of your things, how would you feel? Well, this is exactly what happened during a tense time in the Old Testament. And the good guy was the sneaker, while the bad guy was the sneaky. What happened? Stay tuned to We Kids!
God loves you, you know that is true. The story gets better, I read it in a letter.
Let me tell you about a book I read.
It's a love letter from God to me.
They call it the B-I-B-L-E.
It's a love letter from God to me.
And I've got one right here in my hand.
It's a love letter from God to me.
The Holy Spirit helps me understand.
It's a love letter from God to me. It's a love letter from God to me. It's a love letter from God to me. It's a love letter from A to Z. It's a love letter that you can read. And it's called the
place where you can read God's word.
It's a love letter from God to me.
And hear the greatest story that you've ever heard.
It's a love letter from God to me.
How God sent His only Son to live and die.
It's a love letter from God to me.
Then rose up from the grave and went into the sky.
It's a love letter from God to me. It's a love letter from God to me. It's a love letter from God to me. It's a love letter from A to Z. It's a love letter that you can read. And it's called the B-I-B-L-E. It's a love letter from God to me. It's a love letter from A to Z.
Wow, kiddo, you are Nicky on the spot today.
Yeah, Mr. Nick, I like to burst in on We Kids.
Well, I'm glad you don't do that with other programs on this station.
Hey, good idea.
Hey, don't. I let you do this because I love you.
Thanks, Mr. Nick. I love you, too. I truly duly do.
Did you hear that song about God's love letter?
Yeah, and I don't get it, Mr. Nick.
Get what?
Well, love letters are mushy. Like, will you hold my hand? And that kind of stuff, right?
Well, some of them are like that. But God's love letter to us is the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Which says, among other things, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
I know that verse. It's John 3:16.
Right, Nikki. And it begins with God so loved the world. That's us people, Nikki.
Oh, that's not very mushy.
That's because God's love for us is much greater than people love.
Didn't he love us first?
Good remembering, Nikki. 1 John 4:19 says,
we love because he first loved us.
And that great love of God for us is exactly what sent the Lord Jesus Christ to the cross.
He died for us because he loves us.
That's right.
Wow, I guess there are different kinds of love.
And God's love, the highest kind of love, always wants the best for the one who is loved.
Really?
Yes, and he does everything possible to make that best come about.
So that's why the Bible is God's love letter to us.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Nick.
You're welcome, Nikki.
See ya.
Bye. Hey, is this Starvin' Marvin?
Oh, there's so much we can do when we grow up. We'll grow taller and taller and taller.
I've been there.
When I grow up, there's so much I could be. So many things to do and see.
Oh, yes.
When I grow up,
Jenny,
as tall as grown-ups are, I'll reach the cookie jar with ease.
Find that it's full of rice cakes. Oh, no.
When I grow up, there's so much I could be. I'd like to be a baseball star. As the crowd cheers, I'll come up to the plate and hit that ball right out of the park.
But no matter how much I grow, there's one thing I will know. God's love will always be alive inside of me. And I will always love him, so I can hardly wait to grow up. There's so much I can be.
Own a candy store.
And if you make my favorite kind of cake, then I would surely ask for more.
When I grow up, I'd like to write a song that everybody likes to sing.
Then we'd all share with children everywhere that Jesus really is the king.
Lots of things to look forward to when you're a big person, but youngster, as a little person, it's kind of nice just to be a kid, don't you think? 1 Samuel chapter 26 is where we're headed during today's Bible time. This is about Saul chasing David. And David was not exactly grown up when this happened, so maybe he was looking forward to being an adult too. But this was a scary time for him. Saul was chosen to be king, but young David had killed the enemy giant Goliath. Remember that? And this made King Saul jealous and angry. Saul tried to kill David more than once, but David still honored Saul as king. To prove his loyalty, David slipped into Saul's camp one night and took the king's spear and water jug, but did not tell or hurt the king. David crossed over to the other side of the hill, far from Saul's camp. David's and Saul's camps were far apart. David shouted to the army and to Abner, son of Ner, "Answer me, Abner." Abner answered, Who is calling for the king? Who are you?" David said, "Who is like you in Israel? Then why didn't you guard your master, the king? Someone came into your camp to kill your master, the king. What you have done is not good. As the Lord lives, you and your men should die. You haven't guarded your master, the Lord's anointed. Look, where are the king's spear and the water jug that were near his head?" Saul knew David's voice. He said, "Is that your voice, David, my son?" David answered, "Yes, it is, my master and king." David also said, "Why are you chasing me, my master? What have I done? What evil am I guilty of? My master and king, please listen to me, your servant. If the Lord caused you to be angry with me, let him accept an offering. But if men caused you to be angry with me, let the Lord curse them. They've made me leave the land the Lord gave me. They've told me, 'Go and serve other gods.' Now don't let me die away from the Lord's presence. The king of Israel has come out looking for a flea. You're like a man hunting a partridge bird in the mountains." And then Saul said, "I have sinned. Come back, David, my son. Today you respected my life. So I will not try to hurt you. I have acted foolishly. I've made a big mistake." Youngster, here's a good verse to remember. Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes.
Thank you.
It is so important to remind God that we love Him back. Because remember, just as Nikki and I were talking, He first loved us. Mr. Nick here with We Kids, and now it's time for our wonderful We Kids March. And Sierra, you've told me that you love the Lord Jesus Christ. Is that right? I do too, yes, with my whole heart. Sierra, would you like to be march leader? As a daughter of the King of Kings? All right, just keep those knees up high and stay out in front. Hannah, would you like to be march leader ahead of Joseph today? You are picked by Mr. Nick. Kayla, you sweet kid, one of the K-kids of Kayla, Katie, and Kira. Would you like to be march leader? All right, you're picked over here. And over here, Josiah, would you like to be march leader? Mm-hmm, you can do it. Mary-I, I mentioned at the beginning of the program. And now, you're picked to be march leader. One more. Tabitha of Tabitha, David, and Daniel. Thanks again for the picture. I appreciate this. Tabitha, you're picked to be march leader ahead of the whole happy herd there. Now, Mama, Papa, please help me. If I have yet to pick a march leader, will you do that for me, please? Thank you so much. And we know the rules to this thing? Then let's march! And they're off. Caitlin, Chelsea, I can tell that you girls are always into this thing. Good marching. Caitlin, are you the leader this time? Yes, even the little kid can lead in our wonderful We Kids March. You left, you right. Alicia, nice marching. Hello, Sylvia. Hello, Daniel. April and Evan go marching by. Yes, you're doing fine. Mom, thanks for helping out with Evan here. Lita, you're doing a fine job in our wonderful We Kids March. Here comes Jennifer, Christina, Aaron, Katie, Isaac, Rebecca, Sarah. You may be little, sweet kid, but you're a good marcher. Elijah, Erica, Shalene, Jedediah, Nehemiah, Alina, and Hadessa. Good marching as usual. Here comes Tabitha. David and Daniel behind. Are we having fun? Yet. Here comes Brittany and Aaron. Put those knees up high. And hi to you, Julio. Hello, Caleb. Samuel goes marching by. Sierra, you're an excellent marcher. Here comes Larissa. Spencer, excellent marching. Christina and Nick, howdy to you. Hello, Matthew. Meredith, you're an excellent marcher, too. Caleb goes marching by, fourth time around. Or is it the fifth time, Caleb? Wow, you kids are excellent marchers. Rachel and Micah, good marching. Daniela, great marching. Mark and Sarah, excellent marching. Here comes Sierra, Samantha, Sydney, and Olivia. Yes, even Olivia's in on this. All the way to the end now of our wonderful We Kids March! Kids are good marchers. And you may be seated.
Baby.
as the great big God of the universe stepped down to become a baby. How can that be? Well, how is it that God loves us? He loved us first, and that's why we love him back. Mr. Nick here with We Kids. Jenny, it's yours. Sweet little miracle, you. You are loved. Jenny, thank you so much for singing for us. And listening, kiddo, thank you so much for sharing the past half hour with me. These minutes go by so quickly, don't they? Do you remember today's Bible time about Saul chasing David? And then David sneaked into Saul's camp and took his water jug and his spear and then left and called back into the camp? King Saul, why are you chasing me? That must have been a scary time for David. The king was after him? And this good verse to remember, Proverbs 21:1. Remember, the king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. So what about King Saul? We'll be learning more about this in future editions of We Kids. Mr. Nick here. I am a son, a brother, a husband, a father, an uncle. Best of all, I'm a child of the King. I hope you love God too. I hope you know His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been looking at this thing which has kind of been rumbling and steaming. Can you hear it off in the distance? I guess this is my rocket ride out of here. Let me see if I can get over here and climb in to this thing. Until next time, kiddo, remember, God loves you. Fire it up, would you please? And I love you too. I truly do. Bye-bye now.